May we now present a transcribed program by the New York City Symphony under the leadership of Eugene Plotnikoff. This orchestra is a unit of the National WPA Music Program, directed by Dr. Earl V. Moore. For the first portion of the program, we have selected music from Tchaikovsky's sextet, Souvenir de Florence. This sextet belongs to the category of chamber music. It was written in one of the composer's rare veins of happiness and serenity. We will now hear the first section of the Adagio Cantabile, arranged for string orchestra. We pause in our program at this point to bring you a brief talk by the Honorable T.V. Smith, Congressman-at-Large from Illinois, Professor of Philosophy at the University of Chicago, lecturer and writer, and the founder of the Coast to Coast Sunday afternoon radio roundtable discussion. Congressman Smith.
Neglect of the unemployed gives thoughtful people conscience trouble, leaving in its wake a sense of guilt. We know that men are more important than money. We Americans of all people know this. But we haven't yet fully made up our minds to put men before money and thus keep first things first. Hence the widespread sense of guilt, which impairs united effort and seeks insistently for a scapegoat. We can forearm ourselves, however, by beholding with clearer eyes the trinity of our guilt. First, our Christian conscience hurts us. Why? Let Christians recall this text, recall and understand. Whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Second, our democratic conscience hurts us. Why? Let patriots hear this text, hear and understand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Third, our industrial conscience hurts us. Why? Let all citizens hear this text, hear and understand. It comes from the mayor of one of our large cities, Mayor Burton of Cleveland. The crisis that remains is an industrial and manufacturing crisis. WPA work relief is especially well suited to this need. The working habits of these men are at the foundation of American industry. It would be an industrial tragedy, both from the point of view of the public and of the workers themselves, to throw away their productive time and capacity. Unquote. This, then, is the trinity of our common guilt as touching the unemployed. Guilty discipleship, guilty citizenship, guilty workmanship. And the guilt of neglected workmanship is the greatest of our guilts. This neglect it is which the WPA exists to cure. Let us support this effort as long as need be, therefore, in the larger faith that those who bear one another's burdens double their own joy and cut their guilt in two.
Thank you, Congressman Smith. Our orchestra continues now with the second portion of the Adagio Cantabile movement from Tchaikovsky's sextet Souvenir de Florence. Thus, we bring to a close this transcribed program by the New York City Symphony Orchestra. These musicians have been employed by the Work Projects Administration to maintain their skill and to provide education and entertainment for the public.